not been able to, you know, with the tropical storm moving through, that complicated things. Even yesterday, Thad Allen said that they had 3 to 5 foot waves, which you know, unless you have a massive skimmer there, a very large vessel, you're not going to necessarily be able to skim any oil in those conditions. And they have a massive skimmer basically in line to start doing this. It's called the A-Whale, but they're still testing that out. The early tests have proved kind of inconclusive as to whether that's going to work or not, and they're extending that testing until tomorrow. So, you know, that's putting them again in kind of a holding pattern.
One almost hopes that thing works, because it just, conceptually, it is cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a massive vessel. You know, we did kind of a comparison the other day on our show. It's 3 football fields long. It's bigger than most vessels out there. It is just a monstrosity, and you hope that it's as impressive on the surface and in operation as it is to look at. But you know, it's like you really wonder what else could go wrong for them. The relief wells next month had better work, or they're going to be they're going to have even more of a PR nightmare on their hands.
Well, and talk about a nightmare for those poor people along the Gulf. And now we're seeing oil in Texas, for goodness sake. So another state impacted by this, it just, I mean, keeps getting worse.
That's right. And, you know, they're doing everything they can regarding the skimming and burning and the dispersants of the oil. But with the oil hitting Texas and it's continuing to hit Florida, and, you know, every time a tarball washes on shore, it seems like somebody in our business is there to film it. You know, they're just fighting this unending tide, and they haven't had much break their way. Now, you know, a lot of that is some believe deserved, but you know, BP has really been kind of up against it in the last few months, and I think for everyone's sake in the Gulf, you know, with regard to the coastlines there, and even for BP's own sake, you really hope that those relief wells are going to work.
I just got to get your sense as a reporter who's been covering this really since the beginning. I saw some Twitter traffic is much less on the oil spill. We're always trying to track what people are actually buzzing about, and so there's a sense that people don't care about this as much. What's your sense as you hear from folks? Is this still the story that people are talking about?
Well, it's certainly a story that people are talking about. I was out, you know, on a couple of social functions over the weekend, and people are still talking about it a lot. And they're talking about just, you know, what a disaster this has been environmentally, and then what the oil companies, you know, a lot of people still love to blame the oil companies for all the evils of the world. You hear that a lot. It is not dominating the news cycle as it did even maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. You know, the spy case took that off the headlines, and some other stories have taken it off the front page. But it is still a very prominent story now, and I think, you know, it may fade again between now and whenever they get the relief wells in place. But when those things are in place, you better believe that's going to be something that everybody is going to be looking at.
You mentioned the spy case. I know you've also been tracking this spy case, and talk about something that just, again, has had so many twists and turns.
Oh, it certainly has. And, you know, we just found out a short time ago that the suspects that are here in the D.C. area that were being held in Alexandria, plus the suspects in Boston, are now all being transferred to New York for further court proceedings. There is word out of Russia that there could be a spy swap in the works for at least one jailed scientist in Russia who the Russians convicted of spying for the United States about 6 years ago. So that's there. You know, everything is moving fairly fast in this case. We're trying to dig into whether any plea deals might be in the works or not. And also, you know, what we reported on yesterday was that this one alleged spy, Anna Chapman, she is the single woman who operated out of New York, according to officials. Her ex-husband has, done the tabloid, has made the tabloid rounds and has given pictures of her to the tabloids, some kind of racy pictures, and has kind of dished about their intimate life to the tabloids. And I talked to her attorney yesterday, and she's none too pleased with that.
I would imagine my goodness, where do you even go with that as an attorney?
No, you know, I was calling him to ask him about some other things regarding the case, but I had to ask him about that because that's something that kind of developed over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
That, you know, she is aware that he did this. She said he's just, you know, this was a betrayal of her, and he's, you know, she's surprised that he kept these photos, that she was only 21 years old when she married this guy, and he asked her to pose for these photos, and she never thought that it would come to him, you know, giving them to to a British tabloid called News of the World, which, you know, isn't exactly the Wall Street Journal.
Right, exactly. Not the Financial Times we're talking about.
No, not exactly.